Now, this update does include a bunch of other options. I will mention the main ones that stand out to me. Now, we've got Vision Assist. We've also got Active Track 360 Auto. And that also means that the Air 3 has now got Active Track 360, which I know a lot of people were asking for. And then we've also got the option to turn off the vision positioning sensing as well as the obstacle avoidance. So it means that you can flow super low to the ground. What's going on, guys? My name is Dan Davis and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. And today we've got a huge update for the Mini 4 Pro and the Air 3. So first things first, I'll just show you the Vision Assist. So basically what you do is you tap on the map in the bottom left corner, and then all you have to do is just swipe like this. So on the map, you just swipe and it will adjust to the compass, to the map, and then you swipe one more time and it will take you over to the vision positioning system. So you can see it's kind of like a black and white style design here. And the reason this is because the obstacle avoidance sensors are actually cameras. So what this is doing is it's accessing the camera system. So then from here, I can change which camera I wanted to access. So I can go with the rear camera and I can just walk from behind over here and you can see me over here. So this is kind of what the vision positioning system is seeing, and you got the option to go all different directions. And this is basically like a safety precaution, right? So as you're flying around different obstacles, you have the option to jump between the different obstacle avoidance sensors and actually see what's going on. So they call it Vision Assist. So for example, you're flying over here towards these trees, but maybe you turn a little bit. So maybe even like I'm angling over here to face myself and the cool wall over here. You know, maybe I'm flying backwards, but I'm nowhere near this location. I want to actually see what's behind me. So I can then pull up the vision positioning system and I can see what's around me. I can see that there's something going on over there. There's a few trees. So I can see the right-hand side's completely free. The left-hand side, I can see there are some trees. And then if I shoot behind myself, I can see that there are some trees there. You can see it does bounce around a little bit. It is a little bit windy today, but you can imagine how this would be a very helpful feature to have. So that's the Vision Assist straight away. So by default, this is as low. I'll just bring it down. This is as low as you can bring the drone. Right there. Before it starts automatically landing. So there's basically a point there where I can't go any lower. That's as low as it will go. And the vision positioning system is basically saying there's something down there, we're not going to be able to land. So it still does get relatively low and I can, you know, fly back, but you can see, oh, the drone increases in altitude. So what happens, right, is it's sensing that there's something below it. So as I, for example, fly forward, it's going to try to lift up. So it doesn't keep that same kind of height. At that height right there, it's completely fine, right? It will stay at that height, fly back and forth all day long. It's when you go a little bit lower, which it does allow you to do, but then as I start to fly back, it starts to lift up, right? So that's just a safety system. They call it the vision positioning system. But what I can do now is I can actually go into the menu. So you press the three dots in the top right corner. You then would scroll right down, all the way down to advanced safety settings. Scroll down again, and then you've got this option here, vision positioning and obstacle sensing. So I can now turn that off and it will come up with a warning, and you've just got to be very mindful that now obviously you're putting yourself in a little bit of a danger spot because it's not going to pick up on the ground below it. Well, what this now means is I can then pull the drone down. So let's pull it down, right? And now what I can do is I can fly back and I can fly forth, back and forth, and it's not going to increase in altitude. So you can see I can get it like that, flying nice and low to the ground, and it's not going to have any issues with increasing in altitude. So you can get super low shots and it's going to look very unique, and it's going to open up some new options for you, but the drone's not going to automatically increase in altitude. So keep in mind, this is obviously a lot more dangerous. You definitely have to keep that in mind. But I'll show you some examples here, just flying nice and low on this field over here. It's a very open field. So I'll fly nice and low and just show you the kind of shots that you can get when you turn off this setting. We're recording now on the drone, and you can see I'm pretty close to the ground here. You can see I'm pretty low here, and I can continue at that height. I don't have to worry about it pulling up and ruining the shot for me. So you can keep it nice and low. And even there, like, I was still a fair bit off the ground because I'm a little bit nervous. So look, we'll just pull it down a little bit more and I'll just show you what it's like a little lower to the ground. So this is a little lower to the ground again. And we're just going to launch it over here and just see how it goes. That's crazy. It's very, very low to the ground there. And you can see you've got full control, right? Like it's super low to the ground, not increasing in altitude. So that's another feature that's available with this new update. So if you are in the market for a DJI Mini 4 Pro, I will have some links below to check it out. Make sure to go over to the D1 Store's website if you're based in Australia. Check out some of the deals I have available below. If you want to pick up some accessories or select items, you can use the code DANGETUBE to save over there. If you want like a custom bundle and you want to get the Mini 4 Pro with a few other things, reach out to sales@d1store.com.au, mention DANGETUBE, and they can help you out with the best deal possible. And on top of that, for my international audience, I will have some links again below to check out all the other deals I have available on Amazon and some other stores as well. Another huge feature here, and this one's big for Air 3 users. They didn't have this feature at all. It was exclusive to the Mini 4 Pro, but it's Active Track 360. So to enable this, you draw around a subject. You've got to make sure that it recognizes it as a person. If it doesn't recognize you as a person, you can't go into active shots. So you can now see that when we go into active shots, here it is. So we've got auto, manual, and parallel. So in manual, you would remember from my other videos that you've got this option here. So you've got the little rings, you've got the inner and the outer ring, but now there's an auto option. So that now means that it's going to automatically follow you depending on how the drone thinks it should best follow you. So you can see it's kind of in a hold point now at the front. Let's say, for example, I start turning this way, right? Let's see what it does. So it's now doing a circle, and we can see what it's actually doing. We can see, as it's doing its thing, what's happening at the top there. So what I will do in a second is I'm going to jump on the electric scooter, and we're just going to see how it performs. But now it's back into that hold mode, which it seems to be focused on the front, but off to a slight angle. It's now flying back to the center here. And this mode works. It will be the exact same on the Air 3 and the Mini 4 Pro. With the Mini 4 Pro, we obviously had Active Track 360. Air 3 did not have it at all. So a brand new feature there for the Air 3 altogether. But you can see what it's doing, right? It's just keeping me in different spots, right? So as I'm moving, it's now changing to the Helix mode, and it's changing its maneuver and its movement. Just based on, I guess, what it thinks is the best thing to do, right? Just based on an algorithm, it's just going, okay, we're now going to hold because he's walking towards us. Straight when I turn direction, I would imagine it's going to go to a different setting. So there's the Helix. So it's now going to shuffle around and go to a different point. So it's going completely around me to change that orientation. So you can see it's quite smart with its movements. And being in the auto mode, it means it's just going to kind of look a little bit more dynamic. I can obviously just leave my controller there and not have to worry about, you know, manually adjusting on the circle where I want it to go. All right, so we're going to chuck it back into the auto mode and just see how it navigates everything. We're going to make sure that we've got the obstacle avoidance on and make sure that we're ready for this little test here. So the obstacle avoidance is in the bypass mode, so it's going to give us the best chance possible. Flying completely around the wall right now. I have no idea what it's going to do. Has it picked up on me? Oh, okay, it's lost me. I'm over here, bud. So it's now back on me again. I've got it in the auto mode and it's just on the hold setting. So we'll see how it goes with a little bit more movement. Obviously, it's a little bit harder on the grass. I'm not going too fast, but by the sounds of it, it's right behind me. So I think it's doing a good job. I think it's going to come right around the front now. Okay, so this is all in auto, right? Like obviously I'm not touching anything here. The drone's just doing what it thinks is best. And it seems to be doing a pretty impressive job so far. So let's just stop and see if it just holds its position there. I'm just going to turn around, and what we're going to do here is I'm just going to go directly towards the wall again. And we'll just see how it goes keeping up with me going down here. There we go. We're back in business. So let's just cruise down here a little bit and just see what it does when we've got a few more obstacles. We've got the wall coming up. We'll just see what kind of height it sits at and how it performs here. But I can hear it's pretty close. I can hear it's keeping nice and tight to me. And it seems to do a pretty good job. It seems to do exactly what you would want it to do.
What I'm going to do quickly is we'll just stop it and we'll go into the settings and see if they've added some new control settings. So you can go into control. They've now renamed it, so they call it Smart Shots Setting. So let's see if they've added anything new in here. Doesn't look like it. It's still the same options here. You're still limited to the 15 meter outer radius and also in-ear radius as well. The height seems to be maxed at 15. So they haven't really changed that in any way. There's no new settings there. They've just renamed it. Definitely not a problem. So what we'll do is we'll just kind of keep it tracking. I think I got it in spotlight. So we'll just put it back in the auto mode and we'll just take it down here. We'll just see how it goes with just a few more obstacles. I'm very nervous because I know that it can struggle sometimes with some thinner branches and whatnot, but we'll see how it goes up here. There are definitely a few thin branches over there. There's also a pole coming up. Come on. Okay, it's doing all right so far. I'm not really moving too fast. So what we'll do is I'll just get up here a little bit and we'll just go along the path and just see how it goes along this path here. And I'm just gonna go down here and we'll just see how it goes with just a few obstacles. So there are a few trees here. I really, really hope it goes down. Maybe it will swing around and get from behind. Seems to be keeping up. Okay. Seems to be all right. I'm just gonna go a little bit further up here. We'll just see if it can continue tracking me up around this corner here. There are a few low hanging branches, so it really is a true test here. I can still hear it behind me. Seems to be trying to keep up so far. And I'll just go around this corner here and we'll just see what it does. See how it goes, it's going around. Okay, it's done a pretty good job. It's trying to figure out where I am now. It seems to have lost me. If I kept going though, it would have continued to find me, but there we go. It's lost its point and it thinks that it's tracking something else. So that's typically where I find the problem, where it continues confidently tracking you and it's like tracking a bush at that point. So all it had to do is just come in too close and it would have clipped something. So that's where I find sometimes the issue can be with that tracking. But overall, that was pretty impressive. It seemed to do quite a good job there. I might even just turn around and just do that same section. So we're in active track auto and let's see how it goes. It's immediately going. So let's see how it goes the other direction. I have no idea what it's doing. It's a lot of trees going this way. Let's see what it does. It darts around. If it comes down low with me, I have no idea. I'm a little bit more confident up here that it'll do a bit better. So let's see how it goes. I'm just gonna stop here. Oh, it's gone completely around. Completely around. It's over here. It's still going though. Okay. I had no idea where it was for a second there. So it should be okay to continue because these trees are all relatively wide. I think that's what it is. If it's the low hanging branches, that's where it struggles. But if it's a big tree, it seems to be all right. So we'll just go up here a little bit over this bump. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that's the auto active track 360. You can see it kind of does its own thing, tracks around you, does helix, circle, keeps going, and it's just in the auto mode. So quite impressive. It's now wanting to helix, so we're going to stop. But you can see it's quite impressive. And for Air 3 users, you guys are going to love having active track 360. Obviously, that's the mode that I would have shown a lot on the channel, but that's the manual mode. So you go in there and it gives you a few options to basically change what direction that it's actually following you from. So, you know, when you're in the manual mode, I can push it back and still keep it like focusing on me, or I can push it to, you know, a different angle that I might want to go with, still keep it focusing on me. So you have a few different options there. You can then bring it in closer, you can change the height, you can change a few settings. I got it relatively high just because of where I was testing it last time, but you do then have the option to actually like bring it back, and now I've got it on a completely different angle, but it's still kept me in that position. It's going to stay in that position and keep tracking me. Really impressive stuff from DJI and some cool new features here with this update. So well worth checking out for Air 3 and Mini 4 Pro users. Thanks for watching, everyone. I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Mm-hmm.